with allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, Tuesday, September 15th. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none. We have an agenda. Meet with department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. We're up to 6,316 total request forms so far, and 54 of those are Yukawa voters. That's all overseas military and civilians, so they like to vote too during the general election. October the 5th is when we will begin absentee voting in the office, and the first day that we mail out the ballots. I know I say that over and over again, but just to keep constant reminder. And also, all the request forms that are being mailed out, we are not sending those out. We did at first when people called and requested one, but now there's all kinds of organizations sending out request forms. So everybody's going to get lots of them in the mail. I mean, between my husband and I, we've already gotten six of them. And so you do not have to send in every one of them that you get. Once you get one request form in, you're in the system, you will get a ballot. You don't need to keep sending in every one that comes in, and don't call us and ask us to quit sending them because we can't, because they're not coming from us. So. And you can also check the status of your request form, and then once the ballots are mailed out, you can check that on the Secretary of State's website, because they have it on there where you can track your absentee ballot, and they actually have on that website when your request form was actually entered into the system, so you can see that if we actually received it. I'm going to be moving my poll worker training. When I get that established, I'm going to looking for a large location for there, so I talked to the Pizzazz Convention Center, and I'm going to rent their room out so that I can social distance everybody and get everybody fit in. And then further on down the road, we need to discuss the November the 3rd board meeting. I'd prefer not to have it that day, so we might be moving it back to Wednesday if possible.
What are we going to tell the crowd?
I don't know. You'll have to talk over the absentee board that will be in here using your room.
So. Okay.
So anyway, that's all I have this time.
Thank you, Terry.
Sorry, Brian.
I'm a logical plane. I'd like to have a board meeting that day.
Too bad.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keep busy, like always. Nothing really new to report.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Finally can tell you that Mediapolis Road is open. So still work to be done, but they're going to let traffic, they're letting traffic through. It opened last, boy, it's either Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday, I don't remember which. So they're, like I said, still got some small stuff, and there'll be a little more work over the next couple weeks, but the road is open for traffic. Stars Cave is still ongoing. They got one segment done, and are, I believe this morning, switching traffic control over and doing another lane. It's a four division project because of the way it lays out and keeping access and everything. So they started on the north side. Now they're going to do the lane right there in front of the residence, Weta Meyer's place there, and then they'll work up at the intersection. So probably be next week at some point when they'll start being some traffic control set up out on Irish Ridge, and that'll go to a one lane situation during the workday out there, at least. So so that's coming along. We were talking about this before the meeting, but we needed moisture, and it was too wet all week last week. Can't make it happy.
Make a farmer happy.
So
too
we
wet,
are
too dry.
We are blading this week. We collected a few extra potholes last week and stuff like that, but guys are out blading this week. So that'd be nice to get that opportunity. And then I'll give my yearly speech. I'm guessing nobody listens to, but they are starting to farm out and about. And I just want to mention that people got to slow down and be smart and pay attention, and they might need to pull over and give a wide berth or pull in a driveway or something like that. It's a time of year where if you're not paying attention, bad things can happen, especially out on the gravel roads. So a lot of big equipment. They've been picking seed corn now for 2 weeks. Yes, they did pick right through the rain and made a mess out of some fields and out of some roads.
Got corn at the intersections to make vision a little.
Yes, and just like I said, people are, it's always kind of a, I don't know why it's a learning curve, but it is, and equipment's not getting any smaller. But I think late this week, early next, things are gonna really fire up in earnest. So just pay attention if you're out and about, so.
Thanks, Ryan.
See, they're picking that seed corn, they've gotta have that picked by a certain day too, so.
Yeah, I mean, they've got their deadlines, and then, I mean, once they open the plant up, they don't really want their help or their workers sitting idle, and it's been a frustration from the beginning of time with the sequence. It's not the guys that pick it, it's the company telling them. I mean, when you're one of the subcontractors, you pretty much jump when you're told to jump. And they made a mess out of some fields last week. The road probably was in better shape than the field, and the road was muddy. So, but that's the nature of it also this time of year. Hopefully maybe they can get most of it done while we're dry. But anyway.
Thanks, Brian. Yep. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Jury trials begin today, so let the experiment begin. Todd Chelf, the first assistant, is handling a sex abuse case today. So this will be the first time where we're gonna be implementing some of those new procedures for jury selection. So we ask for those who have been summoned, be patient. We're just in the process of trying to figure out how to make it all work. We do know that jury selection, the way we've decided to do it at this point, will still remain on site. Jury selection in and of itself will take one day of each trial. And again, just asking for everyone's patience. If they've been summoned, it's gonna be a work in progress for the first few weeks until we get some kinks worked out and figure out what's gonna work best. Other than that, we're working on our AV quote for the courtroom with Colin and Rodney, just trying to get the most bang for our buck out of that. And then obviously we're still looking to fill our two positions that are open. But other than that, we're all just ramming and jamming, getting ready for jury trials.
Good luck.
Yep. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa. Sergeant Kevin Glendinning, Des Moines County Sheriff's Office.
No major news from the sheriff's office. We had our part-time that I think was approved last week at the board. We filled that position. She started this week. The jail population is at 62. 56 of those are actually out of jail, six out of county with three juveniles. So our population remains very manageable out there.
Okay. We got all of them out that's been convicted for Oakdale?
Yeah, there might be one or two going later this week, but that's pending.
Good.
It's almost late for the meeting today. Sergeant Glendinning followed me halfway to the courthouse, so I had to keep my eye on the speedometer. I was afraid I wouldn't make it on time. Anyway, thanks, Sergeant.
I felt like I should be worried about passing a board of supervisors. Who should be concerned here?
Interesting dynamic.
Yes, isn't it?
Thanks, Kevin. And Yvonne, safety.
Good morning. I've just been busy. I really don't have anything new at this time. So.
Thanks, Angie. Rodney Buesner, maintenance.
Good morning. Nothing new to add today.
Thank you. Okay. We got anybody online?
Yes. First one I got on here is Chris Lee, Conservation.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Just keeping busy, like usual. We're getting close to the end of our seasonal terms. We have a couple 6-month seasonals. They'll be leaving us here at the end of the month. Our new park ranger is also leaving us after this week. He goes on deployment with the National Guard, and so he'll be gone for 6 months. So we've been working internally to try to backfill that a little bit. We have moved the Starscape staff into our main office out here in West Burlington. They'll still be going to the Nature Center just to kind of take care of things there. But from a day-to-day basis, their main workstation will be here at the main office because our internet does not work at the Nature Center properly, and we haven't been able to resolve that issue just yet. Our new natural resource manager starts on the 28th. He too will be working here out of the main office. So it's actually going to be pretty busy here in our main office. So that's kind of a new dynamic that we'll have. We are going to be applying for a water recreation access grant, actually two of them. We're going to try to get new docks for our Tama boat ramp, which we just recently removed the concrete walkway from. With the river being perpetually high, that concrete walkway, the elevation at which it sat, it put it underwater an awful lot of the year, and it was a hazard to boats. It's eaten more than a few props, and so with the water finally having gotten down, we went in there and we were able to cut that concrete walkway out of there, got that out, and now we're going to try to buy a couple extra dock sections so that the dock can just kind of float up and down as the river comes up and down, kind of the way the docks at the Burlington ramps do. And so we'll be applying for those through a grant. And then we have postponed our Halloween event at the campground up at Big Hollow. Last year we had several hundred people attend that. We expected it to be even bigger this year. Due to COVID concerns, we decided it was in everybody's best interest to cancel that event for this year. However, we did plan the pumpkin patch because we had planned on having a big pumpkin painting party at this event. And so now we will have a bunch of pumpkins for sale at our main office. Probably starting next week, we'll go out there and start picking those. So if anybody wants to buy some pumpkins, by golly, we'll have a bunch of them. Other than that, I think that's about it for this week.
Thanks, Chris.
Gina Harden, Emergency Management.
Gina Harden, Emergency Management.
Good morning. I have nothing new to report.
Thanks, Gina.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Yep. I really don't have anything significant today. We're working. We've got a zoning commission meeting this evening. We're going to present our initial draft of proposed changes for the zoning and subdivision ordinances. It's been working up to the last minute on a few minor edits, cleaning things up in there. There's probably a couple more topics we'll need to look at more additionally, but at least in terms of the overall formatting, the vast majority of that is set so that the commission members will be able to review the updated draft, and then next time we meet, we can go have a detailed discussion about some of the specifics and fine-tune it based on any of their suggestions. So it's good to finally move forward on that. It's been a project that's kind of been on the back burner for a while, but it's good to finally see that come to fruition there. Apart from that, I know there'll be a kind of a few inquiries related to subdivisions. So I know it's been somewhat quiet here over the last couple of weeks, but I envision that there's going to be a few more of those coming out relatively soon for minor subdivisions at least. So that's all I have.
Thank you, Jared.
Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We just continue to be busy collecting property, the first half property taxes, which, as a reminder, they are due September 30th. And, of course, motor vehicles always busy. But other than that, nothing new to report.
Thanks, Janelle.
Krista Pogemiller, Des Moines County Public Health.
Krista Pogemiller, Des Moines County Health.
Good morning. We continue to be busy as well. Our contact tracing has slowed down since the numbers have definitely decreased in our county. We're currently at 690 active cases, with 320 who are recovered. Our rolling 14-day percentage of positivity is 6.7, so we have decreased the number.
That's good. Sounds like your contract tracing's worked.
Yes, it has.
And this, the 6.7, that's the Iowa public schools number, isn't the average over 14 days? And at 15% is where they changed the rules for the schools. So we're in, right now we're in a good space because we were up over 15 a couple weeks ago.
Actually, before school
started. Yes,
Well, good. Thank you. Congratulations. I see we have an emergency operations center meeting this afternoon at 3:30. Is that correct? Krista?
Yes, we do. Can you hear me okay? Sorry.
Yep.
I'm catching up. Yes, we do have a meeting this afternoon at 3:30 with the emergency operations center.
Okay. Thank you, Krista.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Okay. Does anybody? So that takes care of Krista and the COVID-19 update. Correspondence.
I have no correspondence.
Okay.
Nope.
Proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $767,804.61.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $13.09 for non-cash taxable claims reimbursement. Payroll claims reimbursement.
Move to approve.
Terry?
Are you going to second that, Tom?
Second.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Bob forgot to train me if he wasn't going to be here.
Terry, I'll do it.
Bob told me I'm going to have my hands full today.
We have a personnel action for the auditor's office. We have a part-time clerk, temporary, Teresa Hicks, temporary employee to assist with general election. Position will end November 2nd, the rate of $10 an hour.
Vote to approve.
Second, Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
That's not Terry. No, the voice.
That's not something to change since class.
You shouldn't sneak in on old people like that.
I wonder how bad that was going to screw them up.
We have a personnel action for the local health. Bridget Davis, a nurse. Unpaid leave of 80 hours.
Move to approve.
Second. Cheryl.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have reports. We have the clerk of courts report of fees collected for August 2020, the sheriff's monthly report for August 2020, and the veterans affairs report for August 2020. These reports will be on file at the auditor's office, available for public review. We have minutes for the regular meeting of September 8th. Second, Cheryl.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. And we have the election results to canvass for the Minneapolis special school election held on September 8th. Have there been any did any absentee votes?
No changes.
No changes to that? Okay. Minneapolis Community School District Public Measure B, the PEPAL, the Physical Plant and Equipment Levy, passed with 42 yes votes and 36 no votes. And the Minneapolis Community School District Public Measure C, Revenue Purpose Statement, passed with 47 yes votes and 30 no votes.
I'll make the motion that we approve the campus.
Second. Cheryl?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. I will let Carrie's the election commissioner. I'll have it so I don't sign it on one. That might have happened in the past. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items?
No.
Committee reports?
I had a rough meeting. Looks like we're probably going to give up Jefferson County working for the health department up there. Mm-hmm. The health director is not doing what Bruce thinks should be done, and we don't want to get in trouble with the state. And then I had an eight judicial meeting. And the big thing there with that eight judicial meeting, we had the state, you know, when they have people come out on parole, they call them offenders. Mm-hmm. And they want to change it to clients because they've spent time and they're out, so they're going to refer to them as a client, as an offender. They found out that it gives the people that's on parole, you know, not treating them like a criminal, calling them an offender, and it's been better for them to call them a client. There was a big issue over that. A lot of people, out of the 16 people, three of them voted against it. One of them was a judge. He said they're still an offender, so he wasn't going to have it any other way. But we are going to call clients, and I agree with that. So I don't know. What's your take on that, Lisa?
No comment.
That's it.
Okay. I attended the Southeast Iowa Mental Health Region board meeting last Wednesday, and we passed or approved the claims and additional contract and discussed what you can use that CARES Act funding for. And Bob was unable to attend the DESCOM meeting yesterday, so I filled in for him. DESCOM continues to work toward 100% county funding. I made a proposal to address the concerns we've discussed in our meetings over the last couple of years, and if DESCOM is completely funded by all county residents as a single levy, I made the proposal that county officials who are elected by and thus accountable to every county resident should form the majority of the board. After some discussion, the vote was postponed for 2 weeks, so we'll see how that works out. That's all I had.
That's a bunch.
Yeah. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, if you would rise and give us your name. We are still have limited attendance. So if anybody in the public on the computer would like to make a comment, they may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. Or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We will wait 2 minutes for a call or an email. How much rain did you get in the north part of the county?
4+.
Did you?
Yeah, right around there.
Never rained hard, but it never stopped.
Yeah.
It was getting really old, really
quick. Hardest rain was early, kind of that.
Yeah, I guess
Monday,
we did.
Tuesday, and then after that, you got some bursts, but otherwise, just that mist that never
stopped.
So, well, we needed the moisture in all different areas, but
Well, at the coffee shop, sitting there at the farmer's, started out at 4.2, got up to 4.8, so it's kind of like, you know, the first guy don't have a chance.
They were all available because it was too wet to be doing anything.
Yeah.
Good time to drink coffee.
It's good to see you here again, Mike.
Good to be here. I was just thinking this reminds me of being in grade school, where 2 minutes seemed like an hour. You're waiting for the bell to ring.
When the rain goes quick, and then you have one left to go, and it was forever. Yeah,
waiting for
and
the
And they start to lean forward, or push up, you know.
We're lost anything the teacher said by then. Some of us were lost anything the teacher was saying before then, but I'm not going to point at anybody.
Must be Kevin.
Could have been Kevin.
I used that of value when I was teaching for those 30 some years. I learned those things early. You pack up 5 minutes before the bell.
There's a teacher, and I remember when I met her, and I don't know whether she taught at a middle school or high school. Anyway, what she would do is she'd be lecturing periodically that the students wouldn't be paying attention, and she'd go, "Sex." And then she'd continue with the lecture. She'd instantly have everybody's attention, and they'd be paying attention to what she said for a while anyway, and she would just throw that out there periodically, and she always, they were always listening.
Since I spent most of my time teaching seventh grade, every other word had some sexual connotation. So you spent most of your time waiting for the giggles to subside, and then you could move forward.
You went to Oak Street. Did you go to Horseman before James Madison?
I went to Oak Street.
Oh. I went to Horseman 1 year.
And then I had an art teacher at Horseman the only year I went there. And she, we're just giving everybody a few extra minutes to work up the courage to call in.
Yeah. Well, no, we've gone to 2 minutes. I'm going to adjourn this meeting. We're adjourned.
Yeah.
But you can go ahead.
Yeah. I'll show you. I don't remember her name or anything. But
I'll show you.
She built a pyramid out of marbles. And was sitting there, and she talked for a while. By the time we realized that she's telling us that she was communicating with alien beings in a spacecraft that was